Does GOP have spine to impeach Biden? By Donald Jeffries. Republicans have announced that the House will hold the first impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden on September 28. A spokesman for the House Oversight and Accountability Committee stated, "The hearing will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in corruption and abuse of public office." Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican Kentucky, said that hearings will revolve around evidence gathered that reveals then-Vice President Biden used the powers of his office to help his son Hunter secure lucrative profits in foreign business deals. The panel plans to subpoena the bank records of both Hunter Biden and the president's younger brother James, both of whom made millions of dollars in business deals when Biden was vice president. The committee allegedly has testimony and other evidence demonstrating that Biden participated in Hunter's business meetings, while James Biden leveraged his brother's position to sway potential business partners. The oversight committee reportedly has verified some $20 million that was paid out to Biden family members and associates from transactions in China, Russia, Ukraine, and other countries. While Donald Trump was impeached twice on purely partisan political grounds, the evidence of Biden's wrongdoing is impressive. The Federalist spoke for the MAGA crowd in lobbying for severe punitive actions against the out-of-control Democrats. An editorial argued, "After the 8-year saga of Spygate, it is a complete non-starter for Republicans to take any other course than requiring Democrats to live within constitutional boundaries, full stop. We're not talking about holding hearings about the FBI's weaponization while its director thumbs his nose at Congress. We're talking stripping funds, impeding the FBI and Department of Justice's normal business operations, impeaching the FBI director and attorney general, impeaching corrupt deputies, filing legal cases against their operations in friendly venues, and hounding them with ceaseless investigations. Get reality through your thick skulls already, Republicans. The nation's federal law enforcement agencies framed an opposition president with false information to overturn his election. Not one of the people involved has been brought to justice. That kind of spy state behavior is completely untenable for a country that wants to preserve free and fair elections, you know, the precondition for democratic self-government. If the past is any indicator, Republicans will probably not pursue a full-scale indictment not only of Biden's personal activities, but the tyrannical, unconstitutional nature of present-day ruling Democrats, including Attorney General Merrick Garland's refusal to enforce laws against crazed leftists threatening federal judges and Supreme Court justices, for instance. The way Trump supporters who exercised their constitutional right to protest were demonized as insurrectionists, held behind bars without any due process, and now many being handed out cruel and unusual, completely unjustified punitive sentences is yet another example. The Biden administration has completely failed to enforce immigration laws or protect the border. Then there is an FBI FD 1023 form which implicates Biden in a naked, political, pay-for-play bribery scheme. But the FBI director is a partisan who isn't about to cooperate with Congress or enforce the law against Democrats. And remember, Christopher Wray, who leads the FBI, was appointed to his position by Trump himself. Some of the evidence is astounding when compared to what was used to prosecute supporters of Trump, and now Trump himself. Consider this damning 2017 text from Hunter Biden, which was read by Representative Matt Gaetz to Christopher Wray when he testified at a July hearing, as a clear example of a shakedown of business partners associated with CEFC China Energy Company. "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And, Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father." Gaetz blasted Wray for being deeply uncurious about this obvious misconduct on the part of the president's son, which seemed to also implicate Joe Biden himself. Considering that Trump was impeached for asking Zelensky to look into possible corruption involving the Bidens, while Joe was never even questioned about his videotaped boast of getting the Ukrainian prosecutor looking into his son's dealings fired, it is hard to be optimistic about a Biden impeachment. The Republicans have long been noted for their ability to graciously lose. Some of them, like Trump and many of his most loyal supporters, are being prosecuted, while the vilest Democrats remain untouched. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.